Robot or not?
Robot or not?
All right, I've got a news story that somebody sent in. It's actually a link from a different story that somebody sent in, which I should mention at least. So somebody sent in a link to a story about what they called a robot that kills fish. And the idea is that there are non-native fish in a certain ecosystem. They're like tiger fish, I think. And they built this remote controlled vehicle that and these fish have no natural predators, so they don't even notice that the remote controlled vehicle, which the story calls a robot, like will come over to them with his little stick, and the fish are like, oh, what's going on? It zaps them and it kills them. And the idea is to try and root out this population of non-native fish. And I think we can stipulate it's a remote controlled boat. It's not a robot. It's somebody's piloting it. So I'm not going to even go down that route. But in that article, there's a link to a story about something way more interesting, I think. Autonomous sailing boats. They're called sail drones. And the idea is they've got sensors on them, and you put them out in the ocean, and they travel around a grid, and there are like 1,000 grids in 1,000 sort of grid squares over all the world's oceans. And they patrol, and they're solar powered, and they have all these, and they're checking for like environmental conditions, and then they send that back to the base, and they just kind of patrol their grid. And that's all they do. And I thought, sail drones, now that to me sounds like that might be a robot.
We've been doing this so long, I don't even remember what we said about these things in the past. But
it reminds me a little bit of when we were talking about these SpaceX drone ships, and you said you thought those were more likely robots than the rockets were, because if they're really like self-motivated to sort of go where they needed to go. And this, and that's why I brought this up, is that this sounds like it's even closer to that definition, where they have been given their orders about sort of what area to stay in, and they know to monitor stuff, and then they're just supposed to patrol.
So the problem with a lot of these things, and less so with the drone barge thing, is if the thing is basically, the closer it is to an existing vehicle, like a car or a boat or a plane, that is merely autonomous and does a thing on its own, the less likely it is to be a robot. So in the case of the barge thing that the rocket lands on, a landing pad for a rocket that floats is not really a pre-existing thing, right? We have boats that go out and retrieve booster rockets and stuff like that. I'm talking about like human-piloted things. But the reason the barges are closer than the rockets and could start to get into the robot territory maybe is because it's not just like take a sailboat and now take out the people and have it controlled by a computer, right?
Yeah, I sent you a link. These things do not look like sailboats. They're these weird kind of orange things with a big it's sort of like a sail, but it's got like a beam off of it, and it almost looks like a surfboard or something with a solar panel and a big like a tall fin sticking out of it. They don't look like boats.
That does help it a little bit, although the fact that it is essentially a sailboat, like if it was somehow if you remove the sail and just give it a little engine, I think it gets closer. But it's difficult for me because I have a lot of difficulty with anything that is essentially a vehicle, like that its purpose is to transport to go from A to B, right?
Right. Although in this case, there's nobody could get on it. It's like it's a self-propelled thing.
Right. But so like again, we'll go back to our Roomba. There's nobody riding on a Roomba except probably your cat when you're not there. But its job is not to go from point A to point B. It is not a transport. It is doing something. It is doing a job. And this thing's only thing is, I guess, transport or maybe sending data or whatever. So my anti-vehicle prejudice is making me say that this is not a robot, but it's really, really close. It's really close. I don't know. This is borderline. Maybe we could revisit this when I'm in a different mood. I might say, yes, it's definitely a robot, but it's because of its association with a sailboat and because it's kind of sailboatish, I should probably give it to it. I should probably be nice and say, you know what? You're a robot, little boat.
If this was a retrofit sailboat, I would be kind of on your side here. But since it's this kind of purpose-built thing, I mean, it seems to me like it is the water equivalent of a robot that's rolling around on land. And the difference is it's on the water.
What does it do? What does it do besides just go around? Does it relay information?
Yes, it has lots of sensors that are monitoring in real time weather conditions and other environmental factors, and then transmitting those back in real time. And it allows this company to build a giant data source of current and past ocean conditions, and then they sell the data, it sounds like, to their clients.
All right, I'll be nice. I'll say, sure, you can be a Roomba of the sea.
Woo!
But vehicleness really does hurt your robotness as far as concerned. So you get a pass, but borderline.
Okay.
Robot or not.